Hello, Coolabah Kim speaking.
Kim, young Kim, how are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey,
Right.
these new changes that are coming.
You're talking about the new ones regarding the home care packages?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're not bringing them in until November, and you are on what is considered a grandfather package. So you
What?
should not be affected. Yeah, grandfather package. So anybody who's had their package in place before September last year, so you should not be affected.
But I've
Okay,
just
you don't
noticed.
need you don't you don't need to go and spend your money. That's what everyone's worrying about. You do not need to go and spend your money. That stays with you.
No, that's all right. I'm just wondering, because now they've got here on the new forms, you can pay fortnightly for direct debit.
I don't, yeah, that's because that's the way the government's going to insist on it being charged, but that's only for
I
home
know,
care.
you.
I
Yeah.
don't know if it's going to benefit you in any other way at all, actually.
Don't call me actually.
I didn't call you actually, but I'm just saying, you and I both have the same issue with the finance, and that, Ken, I just wish all of it was fortnightly for everybody.
Well, so do I. But yeah, did you know I rang the CEO?
I heard that you had wanted a meeting with her. We were all sitting on the edge of our seats waiting to be told off for something, but nothing's
Well,
arrived yet, so I'm still waiting.
she rang me the next morning,
Oh, good.
and she's arranged a meeting with me with the finance team.
Excellent.
But no, I didn't want that. I wanted to speak to her directly because you're just going to say the same old shit.
Be nice to have that shit in writing, though.
Well, it would be nice to have it in writing because I'm going to go to the local member and ask for an advocate.
Right.
These people have got away with stuff that should never have happened
Right.
because they're still saying it's monthly, no matter what. And, hey?
Is that what Amanda said? Is that it's a monthly
No, no, no,
payment?
no.
No?
Yeah, she's very nicely flogged me off with a nice little, how I'm important and, we should work it out. And she's had nothing to do with it. Well, if she's not going to let him sit there and listen to what I have to say, because they've got to accept some of the responsibility for the failure to tell people who pay fortnightly this was the circumstances.
I think also your vision impairment should be mentioned, Ken.
I'm going to mention that as well. Yeah, I feel I'm not denying I owe that. Except for guess what happened the day before. Bloody Sharon comes down to get something off me. And then she sits there and goes, "Oh, and by the way, we don't think you're paying your electricity bill."
Oh.
And that was the final, that's when I said I want to speak to
Amanda.
Amanda.
Right.
And to come down here, we don't think you're paying your power bills.
Well,
Why would
you either
you
are or you aren't, Ken. You either are or you aren't. So it's going to be one or the other, not maybe.
That's right. That's right. They come down here and just like, I think I've had enough aggravation from these people, and yet they've still got to rush something in. And
All
I'm serious. I'm bloody.
Yeah, no, I'm
I'm.
not disputing that, Ken. I like you know that I have I think that all clients should be on a fortnightly thing because that's how your pension's paid.
Yeah, and
For most of you. But that's neither side. I don't do finance, so
no.
I don't un there may be legitimate reasons why it's done that way, but yeah, the practicality for clients I find is probably challenging.
They're supposed to be helping us in our later stages to cope with life. And all they've done since I've been here is give me shit.
My advice though, Ken, is I would listen to what the finance team says. Listen to everything. I want it in writing and just see how it goes from there, and then to go away and reflect on it and see how you can formulate a response.
Well, put it this way, they asked me to pay extra.
Yep, to cover the rent.
Extra a week.
Yep.
Towards paying off the debt.
Yes.
I have not received any information about how much I've paid or anything.
Right.
And I've been doing it.
I would definitely be querying that.
It's July, I think I started July last year or whatever. So
no, you definitely query that, Ken.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like they're coming down paying all this shit. They're not even giving me any record of what I've got.
Mm.
You know, they're just something. I tell you, I am actually very angry. I'm very controlled, but it's just I'm sick and tired of being blamed for something that they were part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know you can't afford to listen to me rambling, so.
No, that's fine, Ken. I actually have to come and see you and do your 6-month review in the next few weeks, so I'll be popping over to see you in any way. Do you have a preference, though?
Pardon?
Do you have a preference for a time and day?
No, not really.
No?
No.
All right, when's your meeting with finance?
I've got to hear from them yet.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we wait until you've had, if it's in the next couple of weeks, you've heard from them, and then I'll book in your review and we can also chat a bit more about if there's been any results.
Well, I don't hold out anything. I'm definitely still going to go on the...
Oh, no, you need to follow it through. Absolutely, you do.
Yeah. Otherwise, if I don't say anything, I don't even know how much money I've given them.
Yeah, well, that's important. You need to know that.
And the thing is also, I pay all my bills over the phone in this last year. I paid all my electricity bill over the phone to the front desk.
Yep.
And before that, I was doing it when it came in and paying it direct.
Yep.
So
they might be able to do a bit of an audit for you, Ken, as well, to see when it's being paid as well and have a running tally for you. It wouldn't probably hurt to have that.
The only thing I thought of is that when I had the heart attack, maybe I didn't see the bill ring. And that's the only time I could possibly see.
But I think you, like I said, Ken, you need to have it in writing, and I think it'd probably be good if you had a running tally of what you've actually paid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for listening to my whinge.
No, all good, Ken. I will be speaking to you in the next couple of weeks and we'll book in a review, okay?
I look forward to it.
Okay, you take care and enjoy your day.
And you have a good weekend if you can.
I will. I'm not on call this weekend, Ken, so that's a good day. Next weekend will be a different story.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.